You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, funny thing, I was just yesterday writing a piece. It's like a little historical piece about jingles, the history of jingles in commercials. And they don't use them as much anymore. They've instead turned to licensing hit songs. But it used to be that jingle writers made a killing writing clever little jingles.
Oh, sure. Like they're catchy. Like the Tree Farm and the Dell. Yeah, that got me, man.
The Tree Farm is outstanding.
Yeah.
They just don't use those as much anymore. So today is the day. I think I'm going to go in, get out the credit card, and burn through a lot of it. And I am going to go ahead and get that whole new mattress
and the little funky
bed thing that you
describe, the adjustable. Put your legs up and your head up. And
Yeah. Not cheap, but I'm going to invest in
good,
it.
Good, man.
So
you'll get some good sleep. I got a story coming up in trending about getting better sleep. What you should be wearing.
Which actually is something that we advocated on this show years ago for people's children.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about that when we get to that story. When you bring up that story, I want to talk about what happened on this show years ago because it was pretty eye-opening. Yeah. Anyway, enough about that.
No, well, good luck. That's awesome. You're going to love it, man. It's a brand new mattress.
What's this packaging story?
I had to go to Target yesterday because I said enough is enough. I need new underpants. It was time. I have underwear in my drawer that is older than my relationship with Knick Knack, probably.
Crazy.
Very thin, very holy. Comfortable, though, but she is making me get some new underpants. So I made my way to the underpants aisle there at Target. And Dom, who designs the packaging for men's underwear?
Because with those photos?
Y'all are doing it wrong. For guys.
What do you mean?
It will be a way to instantly make you feel inadequate about your body.
Right.
And I don't know why they're splashing all these guys on the front of these underwear packages for men. Like, I would be just fine with a plain white package that said underpants on it. And then, boom, there they are. I don't need the scenario. Let me tell you the scenario that was playing out on the front of my underwear packet. It was a perfectly groomed man walking around what looked like to be a $2 million loft, perfectly cut six-pack abs, with what looked like an award-winning farmer's market zucchini stuffed down the front of his pants. And I got to stand there and look at that and try to say, which one can I fit my love handles into?
I say, well, if this is going to make me look like this, I guess I'll buy them.
That's the thing. None of us look like those guys. Why are they doing that to us? It's rude.
Do you know how many women right now are saying, welcome to the party, bud? You know, because women have had to put up with the ads, like the bra ads and the panty ads for years, showing these supermodels strutting. So you finally are getting a taste of their medicine.
I see that, but I've been in the underpants section with Nicole with her stuff, and usually it's just, you know, bra. On the little hanger. Like, there's no, generally, I could be way off. The ones I've seen, there's not really like flaunting on the on the packages. Whereas the guys, it is full on frontal underpants with huge bulges. And you know what else is going on?
What?
That made me feel even worse. They've changed the sizing on men's underwear. For years and years and years, because I looked at mine before I went to go shop, they were all, they're larges. They're all larges. So now I went into the store, and now my size, my waist size, 34, is a medium. So now I'm standing there with these cut guys with the bulges, and I'm having to buy medium size underpants. That's, I bought large.
Yeah, I was going to say. I just bought some about 2 months ago.
Okay.
And it's, you and I are roughly the same size. I've got more of a gut than you do, but we're roughly the same size guys. And we mostly have been for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
And I wear a large, so I know that you would.
I went large, which was size 36 to 38 waist. But I was like, screw this. I'm not going medium. I feel bad enough about myself right now. Like coming home with medium. Although I'd have to sneak that in the door. I wouldn't let Nicole see him if I bought mediums.
Is that why you didn't buy the medium? Is because you thought it was talking about that size?
Yeah, well, it's all in that area, Dom. If I could have, I would have bought XL and brought those home.